RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan on a Football Friday, presented by Chiniga Mios. A 2025 top workplace, visit careers with MIOS.com. Show's brought to you today and every day exclusively by the law firm Kondori & Murad. They'll help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Linnell Willingham's in for Danny today.
What up?
Linnell, I did not find this after the game, and I'll be honest, I looked for a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. We were on to the next, and it was Christmas night. But the team did this move where they said all week long that at guard for Sam Cosmi, Andrew Wiley was going to start and play. And they clearly told the network the same thing because they had him in the graphic. You know, they have these meetings and all week long that the whoever's doing the game, and it was Netflix in this case, like they get the inside information. So they had the Wiley graphic there. But Allegretti was on the field to start at guard and was the guy they chose. Did I miss that something happened to Wiley? He obviously came into the game later when they had to kick Allegretti over to center. There's no way that was like a subterfuge bit. Please tell me that this was not some competitive advantage thing that they thought they could gain by saying, we'll trick him. We'll tell him it's Wiley, and then it'll be the other former Chiefs backup.
Well, if that's not the explanation you want to hear, then I'm going to be quiet. Because that's exactly what I think they were trying to do. They think they're the Patriots. Everything that they do, they act like this is Foxborough East. And it is frustrating at times. And we'll get to Adam Peters, obviously, throughout this hour as we talk about the puppies playing well. But I just kind of shrugged my shoulder at it. It's crazy because Wiley came in at guard when he did come in at guard after Biotis went down. It was moving people. Play well. I know this is a way too far ahead look, but, like, I'm down to bring both of those guys back as backups again. They're sure. Quality, fringe starting level dudes that play well for you.
Yeah, their offensive line is better than it gets credit for. Mm-hmm. I think PFF, sometime last week when I looked it up, had them 7th, I believe, in the NFL this season. Yeah. In terms of some of the grading. I don't know whether you think they're 5th or 10th or 12th.
They're a top 10 group, I feel like.
There's a line of demarcation you've got to be above, like a requisite level of play that is necessary, and they're clearly on the other side of that. With the Jaden Daniels dialogue, occasionally – you'll hear people say, oh, well, this line's terrible, they get him killed. No, it isn't. And it hasn't been, by the way. They have maybe the best left tackle and pass pro in the sport, mm-hmm. who they need to pay big money to this offseason, in Laremy Tunsil. Connerly has been up and down irrefutably, like there's no doubt. But I would say that even a detractor on his season, looking at him saying, like Jay Gruden, has been more down and more negative about him in our weekly appointments. He'll be on with us on Monday. I guess it'll be Danny and Kedrick. But on Monday, Jay will join them. He basically said that he thinks Connerly's been a bottom 10-ish tackle. That's a guy that into next year, long-term, looks like a building block that right. looks like a really, really good player. And on the interior, I think they've been really solid.
Yes.
Getting Cosmi back, huge deal at right guard. Paul is starting over Coleman, not because Coleman can't do it, but because they like Paul better. They've chosen to go that route. They may pay him and keep him. Biotis, who got hurt yesterday, is obviously a steady Eddie at center. But this is a very, very solid offensive line. So of Allegretti, You know, I don't know that you would keep both of them. Maybe it's a little redundant, but if you know you choose one of those guys,
I'm saying Allegretti is like he's clearly got a role as your backup center and your backup backup off the bench as an interior guy. And I think Wiley could be your swing.
If they just brought everyone back on the line, I honestly would have no problem.
Me too. I'd be A-OK with it.
And how many positions can we say that about? Like, that's probably it.
That's the crazy part is, like, remember when Adam Peters was hired, man? I was walking to Chicken Basket in Gaithersburg, and I get the Odyssey app alert on my phone, Washington.
Wait, you're walking what?
Walking to Chicken Basket in Gaithersburg. Awesome chicken spot.
Why are you acting like it? Do I know what that? What, Chicken Basket? What is that?
Chicken Basket. I feel like our listeners out there. There's some folks out there driving around in Montgomery County. MoCo
stand up. Is that a Maryland thing?
It's a Montgomery County thing.
Okay, even, well, even more specific. Virginia's doing great. So what is that? That's not like a Chick-fil-A.
It's fried chicken, subs. Fried shrimp, stuff like that.
But okay,
your
but
traditional
like,
carry
fast,
out place.
Casual?
Yeah. Semi-fast, semi-casual. Semi-fast, very casual. You walk in, the owner of it, Eddie, is actually a huge mark of the station.
Oh, let's go.
So that's interesting.
So is this like, do you know Danny's carry out?
Yeah, yes. It's
like that or like a Yum's kind of thing?
That's more your traditional DC carry out where you do mumbo sauce and all that. Yeah. This is more of your like, fried chicken, burgers, Mozzie sticks, mozzarella sticks for those that don't know what Mozzie sticks are. You know, stuff like that. Just fried deliciousness. Something that Danny Ruggiero stays far away from.
Yeah, you sleep, first of all, mm-hmm. How amazing that sounds right now.
Come on.
Man. I like to go there. Those are the types of places mm-hmm. You get a styrofoam cup. It's a lock.
Love it.
Because it's just the big white styrofoam cup with like the lid and the
ice
straw.
In the perfect like small 100%. Circular ice. Yep.
You get that little... they call them like nuggets of ice, but it'd be like almost like the little cubed crushed ice, mm-hmm. The little tiny joints. And then the Coke at those places slaps you in the face. It's the best. And I just like places where like you can order anything.
Yes, literally.
My dad used to hate it. We would go to this place coming back from every Redskins game, not a joke. We would go to Danny's off of 301 in like La Plata, Waldorf-y, I'm going to say. But it was this place, I thought it was the best, and it was, you could just taste the grease on everything. The fryers probably hadn't been cleaned in however long.
In a good week.
Bro, I loved it. Anywhere you can go in, and they'll just, like, there's, like, Chinese food with burgers, with tater tots, you know, with mozzarella sticks and onion ring. Like,
I need it
just
all.
Got everything.
Give
it's
me
like,
everything.
Okay,
Give
this
me
was
everything.
Made for me.
So I brought that up because that's where I was eating at the day that Adam Peters got hired. And I remember it was like, no way. My beloved football team that could do no right over my entire lifetime has landed the most highly sought after talent evaluator on the market. Holy cow. And now looking at it like a year and a half into it, there are some decisions that not only feel redundant, and we're going to get into Ben Sinnott here, and I'm going to say something to you that I haven't said off air, so you may... be a little surprised at it. It just feels like, man, I need – he's hit a bunch of singles. I need some doubles, some triples, and some homers.
Well, Laremy Tunsil, I don't know if he'll call that a homer.
That's a triple because you gave up the picks, but
– I'm challenging the call. It might have gotten over the
okay.
It might have hit the plant right behind the wall.
I did
you know
that.
What I'm saying? Like, I think it I think look closely, a fan's mm-hmm. glove might have nicked that, and then it
possibly
fell back down on the field. Like, bro, that's the left tackle spot.
Yeah.
And you're locked in for the next few years.
Yes.
Now, you did give up a pretty penny, to your point. But I'm going to give you that. I'm going to tell you that it's a swing and miss strikeout on Marshawn Lattimore. Like, we can each their own this thing. The only thing I'm going to push back on,
mm-hmm.
I do not think your point is wrong. They have missed plenty, is that we grade these positions as if they are positions of perfection. And I would just remind you and everybody else, this is not me trying to defend Adam Peters or be a homer, you're chasing a ghost. It's what we do with quarterbacks. I'm guilty of this, by the way. I do it all the time. But I watch every Jaden throw on all 22 after a game, and I'm like, damn, get the ball out, man.
Yeah.
Or like, you missed that. And it's like, we didn't do that 10 years ago. And I was filling in with Zabe the other day, and we had somebody on talking ball, and he's like, are the refs wrong more often, or are we just complain more? You know, do we just notice it more?
That's a good question.
Quarterback play is the best that it's ever been. You know, we're comparing these. We're chasing ghosts.
Right.
No one used to have the all 22. No one used to. If you go back and watch a tape of Joe Montana, you're going to be like, this dude?
Right. He's a guy? He's a Hall of Famer?
This is your, come get your goat.
Right.
Okay? This is your goat?
Right.
Like, get the ball out here, Joe. Why did you miss this guy, Joe? Why didn't you see this? It's just a different world and an expectation, and everyone's an armchair expert now. Again, I'm not acting like
I'm above it. I do it too.
But it's the same with AP, I think. It's the same with these executives where I don't know what the percentage is of the elite GMs, but like we should look at Howie Roseman's batting average. That's what you like. That's the elite. That's what you strive for. And I'll bet you it's in the 600s. Like he's batting 650, 640, you know, whatever that is. So if Adam Peters is hitting at a 312 clip or something, I'm just making up numbers. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like he's 700 points below where he should be. It's like he's 220 points below being in the really good category and 100 points below being league average or whatever that looks like. And I just think we work back from that, especially they've been throwing a lot at the wall.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have anything. And I'm not going to keep using this Rivera era excuse that I know people plan on using in perpetuity. But I do think it's perfectly reasonable still to suggest, like, it would be nice if you didn't have to add so much.
Right.
Like, if That's I go true. To Wegmans with nothing in my fridge, bro, I'm coming. My wife's like, why did you buy this? And I'm like, well, I'm fat. And she's like, well, obviously, I know that. I live with you. But, like, we didn't need this. And I'm like, there's nothing. Whereas if I go there for two things, I'm not going to make as many dumb purchases.
That's very true. That's a hell of an analogy,
I just need milk and I need eggs. And, like, maybe I'll do one dumb thing. I'm going to get some chocolate chip cookies. I walk past them.
There are just little decisions that I can second guess. And here's the thing, right? I guess what would we call it? Monday morning quarterbacking. I guess this would be Monday morning GMing. I was just saying it to Darius during the commercial, and I've been kind of on this one for the past couple weeks because – I love me some Ben Sinner as a move blocker. Like, he blocks his ass off, Grant. So if they knew that about him, GP, why did you bring back Bates? Like, they just...
Well, like, Bates is still a lot better, I think, at what he... And I'm not trying to knock Sinner. I legit think Bates is one of the best in the league at that. I think Sinner's pretty good in getting better. You're not wrong. When you watch Sinner, you go,
every week,
dog.
Grant. Every yeah. week he's doing it.
Okay, but think about if you don't have Bates, mm-hmm. and it's only $7 million to do that,
right?
And you get rid of him, now it's you're still falling off considerably to Sinner
from him to him, from Ertz to Sinner,
yeah,
or whoever
absolutely.
Your tight end one was, yeah.
And I also think you in a perfect world you don't want Ben Sinner to just be your primary blocker. You did not draft that in the second round for that reason. So this is the bigger point to your Peters take, mm-hmm. where like if you want to put some X's in the column. I do think there's a path to Ben Sinner. By the way, can we clap it up? Four targets, three catches?
And now.
My goodness, it happened.
Two catches on consecutive plays, by the way, Grant.
I mean, lest mine eyes deceive.
Come on.
Now, I probably shouldn't acknowledge that FanDuel Paulson has had action the last couple of weeks.
Can you spill it to us?
Oh, I'll spill it. Darius has seen these screen grabs, angry texts. So 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. I put $100 on John Bates to catch two passes. He caught one pass. Okay? I said, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Then last week I said, there's no chance they don't involve him again. They have to. So I went two catches for 20 yards. It was like 2 for 13 or something. Out again. Same bet. That's two tough. Straight weeks. And so this week I'm like, well, it's got to hit this time. Sure enough, I got busy and I didn't remember to bet. And this is why no one ever makes money. It's like the week I didn't do it, right. It was so obviously going to happen, right? But anyway, that doesn't matter.
I was sweating during the Giants game. We were out at Honor Brewing in Fairfax. I was sweating the whole time. I needed one Ben Sinner catch for my parlay to hit. And I had think about how long I had to wait for that to happen. Oh. It was on that 36-yard. Yeah, I let out a roar inside of Fairfax, inside of the Honor Brewing, man. It was crazy.
That sweat is the best when it hits.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it is.
But there's a lot more that don't hit.
It was awful. Sometimes
but anyway, I think two things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Sinner is at a place where I do think he's going to be a useful NFL player. Mm-hmm. They did not draft some dude that's going to be out of the league. I'm going to say the same about Johnny Newton. Useful NFL player. Mikey Sanders still is a much higher ceiling than these guys. But right now, this moment, if you go back, is what it looks like Ben Sinner is going to become worthy of where he got taken at around pick 50.
Probably
of course
not. Yeah.
Like, John Bates is a great example. He's a better blocking tight end. Now, he doesn't have the offensive upside that Sinner has, but he was a fifth-round pick.
Right.
If you want a guy who's going to be a good blocker, you could take that dude in the fifth and sixth round. This was a second-rounder who was supposed to have been Cooley. You know, he's supposed to – they're talking about Juszczyk, Kittle, whatever. And I didn't play the Kittle game, but
– yeah, because that's kind of crazy. But yeah.
Right. That's just a little wild
yeah.
for me. one of the greatest tight ends of all time.
Say, like,
allow me to see it first.
Right, right.
But I think the same about Newton. And I was I would have picked him where they did. In fact, I would have picked him before where they did. So I would have been really wrong on Johnny Newton, too. But anyway, yes, Adam Peters, there have been mistakes. There's going to be mistakes. I just think that it is a job. It's a batting average job. I try to remember that with coaches, too. You know, when I get down on guys, like, it's not perfect. You know, it's if CK's doing air checks, I hope every time he hears a segment where we sound like poo-poo, you know, that he's not going, this guy can't do it. I don't think that's with the lily pad leap that you make, right? It's just like, damn, that was a bad segment. And then, you know, you're looking for traits. You're looking for things that you like or whatever.
Right.
And I think that's probably the same with executives. But this is a huge offseason, to your point, for AP, for the scouting department, for everybody. And they're probably going to need more ammunition than they have with their draft picks, Linnell, because they made the fewest picks last year. They're on pace to do the same this year. Over a two-year span, no one's going to have added less rookie talent. That's a really good way to – that just puts more pressure on you to get these picks right. What did you think, by the way, before we move on, of the Netflix presentation? I probably care more about this broadcast stuff than some people do.
I'm a mark for it, too, though.
Yeah, I kind of nerd out on this. But, like, here's my super nerdy take.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this is how nerdy I am. When I thought about doing the show today with you for 4.5 hours, the thing I was most psyched to, like, bring up, I get steamed up for the Netflix score bug.
Oh, it's good. It's one of the elite score bugs. Yes.
Where's Dad on this? I'm curious. Their score bug, I guess he was at the game, but he should have seen the late game. They have, so the shape of the football on the bottom, it's like, you know, without stitches, kind of like if a football's sitting there. They've got those odd, I don't even know what shape you would call it, but like rectangles without a bottom that meet in the middle on the end of Netflix. They got the score very obviously with the logos. The timeouts are very clean. The one critique I saw was that they do not have the records of the teams.
Under the name, yeah.
Now, I think that that's not only not a problem, I don't care about that. I wonder if it was strategic because all of their games were bad yesterday.
Huh.
You know? Like
yeah,
if you're,
that could be a
if
thing.
If you're turning on the game at Uncle Frank's house and like you're just casuals, you're like, oh, Cowboys and Washington – wonder if these teams are going to the playoffs. Like, if it says 4-11 and also nubby, then it's a little less interesting. So I don't know if that was by design or not, but the timeouts, the clock, the game clock, the quarter, the first and 10, which, by the way, the fastest operator, however they did
that. Oh, my goodness.
On down and distance. Like Netflix,
in an era where people are getting it wrong, he was fast and accurate.
Oh, they put on
accurate.
A clinic. Yeah. I thought, and how much money did they spend? Like, Kay Adams has become this rock star who costs money. Bert Kreischer and Anthony Anderson, like these comedians, and they're doing these unnecessary interviews with like
Barry
Sanders.
Well, by the way, Grant, that was the thing that annoyed the hell out of me yesterday. It's my number one pet peeve when watching sports. Do not turn off my comment. Do not put off the game action for me to stare at Clinton Portis. And they were good at this in terms of their transition from let's do a solo shot of Portis in between plays while they're trying to huddle up and then actually show the action. When the action's happening, they were good at it. It just annoyed me. And they're on like this ridiculous tape delay that was like really bad. And it was just like, that was the only part of this I didn't like. I love Iron Eagle though. And here's the other thing too that kind of annoyed me. Nate Burleson, we're getting whooped so bad that Nate Burleson starts cheering for the Commanders during the middle of the
game.
That
was tough.
I'm like, what are we doing, Nate?
There were people that liked that in the Commanders
fan
base.
I hated it.
Yeah, it's not, and it's not even that he was cheering for the Commanders. It would have been worse if he was cheering for the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I just thought we jumped the shark a little bit with like, we don't need to cheer at all. We can just
just watch.
Just tell me what route he just ran and why he ran it, you know. But so Ian Eagle's a star. His son Noah is that dude. Like he's gonna be the next guy. And so both of them had those calls. I'm with you. As someone who did the altcasts for Monumental Sports, I'm an altcast guy. I actually really like the Manning cast. I think there's a place for them. If you have the bandwidth, it actually makes a lot of sense, and they're super fun and entertaining. The Caps ones we did, I'm very prideful about them. You know, we would have these really good guests on. Sometimes it'd be Commanders players talking hockey or Adam Eaton, who's a huge hockey fan, sitting in a Caps sweater, and we're just like talking about the game. Or the real cool stuff was when you have Bruce Boudreau on the couch with a former player like, you know, I don't know, you name the guy, but like Carl Alsner, and they're talking stories about when they were there, and then they're talking about what you're going to do on this penalty kill. I learned so much. I think that's cool. But you don't need that on your traditional broadcast.
Right.
People just want to hear Ian Eagle call the play and Matt Ryan tell you what happened, or Burleson.
Well, it was more
and
Matt
so
Ryan.
So that was a mistake.
Happened,
but Sunday Night Baseball does this, where they try to turn this into like a – Everyone wants to be talk radio. It's funny. No one wants to give us any love.
So, right? An industry that they say is dying, Grant. They sure are trying to be like us.
Everyone wants to tell me when we're going to die and why we don't exist and why no one can pay us any money and all. Everybody's trying to be us, Linnell. We're very the youngest true. In charge. Don't you understand?
For sure.
Why don't you understand? No. But seriously, like, it is. TV's trying to be radio. These local TV shows in the morning are all just seven people sitting on a couch talking about, do you like this or do you not? They're doing radio topics. That's not news. That's radio with a camera. I mean, TV stations now have radio. I mean, we got the Junkies. We got B. Mitch and Finley. Everybody's on all day long. So I think that they're just trying to do this, like, don't you want to have a beer with us bit? Where they're just, like, sitting around.
Trying to make it super casual.
Right. And the time and place, I get it. Like, yes, nobody's ever listened to more sports talk radio as a 12-year-old than I did. I was going to bed listening to JT the Brick, at 13 years old, like, on my Sirius XM next to my bed, okay? But – just let me watch the football game when I want to watch the football game.
That's it.
But I just want to know. I would love to know. What did Netflix spend yesterday? Like,
dude, when you think about it between the two games, that is a – and I'm not trying to, like, gas it. That is a all-star cast. Mike Irving, Bert Kreischer, like you said, Austin Eckler. They had to pay Eckler, who, by the way, just didn't give us any insightful information about the Commanders.
No, but annoying. Still, you know what? He's going to have a good career, and that was a cool thing. Yeah. I think it's neat that the team let him do it.
Yeah.
When I heard he was going to do it, I did not like the idea because I was like, again, deep cut here, but why do I want to hear from a guy who's on a team? He's clearly biased. Well, they had him next to Irvin, so it actually made sense. They're like, okay, he's going to scream really loudly about the Cowboys and annoy me. Then they'll have Eckler to balance him out, and then they've got like a person that's more – neutral sitting next to both of them, which I think was one of the McCourty twins. And if he gave me $1,000, I wouldn't know.
I don't like the two color analyst booth.
You don't like the three man booth?
I don't like it. Not a three man booth guy.
It's hard if you don't have chemistry. And I think it's hard, like in these one off broadcasts, like yesterday.
Well, they clearly don't work with each other. Well, Matt and Nate work with each other, though. So,
and I think you noticed, like, you could hear that a little bit.
Yeah.
They had a good relationship, but they're on the desk at CBS. Which is different. Yeah, I think the perfect booth generally for radio, especially, is two people with play-by-play and color. TV, I think you could get away with three. If you have a really good color person, you don't need a third. But I don't mind it for, like, the big event feel of yesterday.
Yeah.
I do think when you go three, it's better if you have, like, an offensive guy and a defensive guy.
Right. You mix it up a little. Exactly. Give me both sides of the coin.
Making this up, but, like, if you had Vilma with Ryan, so, like, the quarterback gives you something.
I mean,
Grant,
did you have to choose just the worst color guy? In-
I'm trying to think of who's a defensive guy. I guess
J.J. Watt.
Watt.
Yeah, J.J. Watt.
Sure.
Jonathan Vilma. And Vilma, we love you, Mr. 6'7".
It sounds like you love him, by the way.
Well, yeah.
You can't just be utterly disrespectful for like 30 seconds and be like, and by the way, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how that works.
That's the I was saying this morning. We do this in our culture. The I hate to cut you off as you're cutting me off. It very much annoys me, and I do it all the time.
I hate to cut you off is good.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It goes back to no offense or that. It's like, okay, just tell me.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Mine is I do this big complimentary delivery, and someone's like, "So what's the butt?" You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, just a small butt.
A small butt. Yeah.
Very small thing. Just want to work this in. Very, very small. All right, let's talk a little bit more about the future of a couple of the young guys that played well yesterday. I want to talk about the tight end spot, the need there, and then also the D-tackle room as well with Johnny Newton coming on a bit. Linnell's in for Danny. Day after Christmas, Boxing Day, it's G&D on the Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Two-time Super Bowl champion Jones did it with the Patriots. Fake the handoff. Prescott tries to step up, and he is twirled down. Getting home is Johnny Newton, Defensive Player of the Year at
Ian Eagle on the call of one of three Johnny Newton sacks yesterday. Football Friday on G&D, presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Yeah, the Commanders came in second. They lost again. They have done that all year long. They're 4-12. More encouraged by the fact that they actually played some of the kids and got production for some of the guys we've been looking forward to seeing shine, like Bill, who hits a 72-yard homer and goes for 105 on the ground, like Ben Sinnott, who had three catches, which was second on the team to Terry McLaurin, for 29 yards, and Johnny Newton, who had three sacks, was in on four sacks. He had a half sack twice and two solo sacks in the backfield as well. The other two games yesterday, I couldn't believe how incompetent the Lions were, Linnell.
Dude.
Their season was on the line. And I know that when you turn the ball over a bunch of times, it looks way worse than it was, in quotes. Like, they actually, you could say, oh, offensively, they moved the ball or they did this. It was only 230 yards, by the way. They only had 3.6 per play. So it's not like if you just take the turnovers away, they had 500 yards or something like they did against Washington in the playoffs last year. Jared Goff throws two picks, loses multiple fumbles. They turn the ball over six times. I guess it's too late. Like, I'm the last one to announce this. They're just not very good.
Well,
When they don't make the playoffs and they're 8-8, I guess that's pretty obvious. But all year long, I kept saying, ah, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Whoopsie daisy. Never mind. But they're 8-8 and they're out of the playoffs.
There was merit to the they'll be fine thing because, like, we a lot of times put a lot of stock in coordinators and whatnot. I was more concerned about the defense because I thought Aaron Glenn was doing more with less. And I just didn't know if they'd be able to overcome that. Ironically enough, Kelvin Shepard's been awesome. I think the defense has been serviceable. Offensively, though, man, like when they – and they've had attrition up front along the offensive line. Their big thing is this. They have to have balance. Their formula is not dropping Goff back 45 times and having him beat you. They need Sonic and Knuckles, talking about Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. They need those two guys to get it going. This is the second consecutive week where they've been totally stymied on the ground. And
they could not run the ball.
Couldn't run it.
Gibbs, 2.4 per carry. David Montgomery, 2.5 per carry.
They can't win.
You go back to last week, they lost to the Steelers 29-24. Montgomery, 4 for 14. Gibbs, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure this is right. Yep, this is right. 7 for 2. 7 for 2. He must have had.
It sounds like some sort of underwear deal at like Target. Right. 7 for 2.
11 carries for 16 yards. So the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Saying they couldn't run the ball doesn't cover it. That's awful. And that's literally what they did for years. Ben Johnson is the best run game coordinating schemer that there is. That's how they made their money.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
I mean, he's headed to the playoffs with the Chicago Bears.
Him and Kyle Manungai.
That's right. And he's got the third most efficient run game in the league.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. Their fall off. Now, they've had the injuries up front along the offensive line, so I do, you know, put some stock into that.
Yeah.
But it's strange because it felt like, and I was talking about this summer doing national radio, I was looking at the cap hit for golf going into the 26 season, and I was like, is this their last dance? Like, do they have to get it done now or else it's kind of over? And it now leads you to believe, like, well, what do you do with Jared Goff? Because there's just no way you're going into next year with him having a $70 million cap hit. You just can't sustain that. So do you extend him? Is there a restructure? Or do you hit the reset button here?
Well, I think they have to extend him. Because, as you said, yeah, like the number one priority is that he can't have a cap number,
yeah,
that starts right up around 7, right? So the way that it would work right now is that next year would be a $70 million cap number, and then he'd be set for free agency all the way in 2029. But this starts the year about to get paid crazy money. At the least, you add on void years, because he's only 31. I know that sounds old, but this is not a guy that runs around or extends or creates or whatever. So he's a pocket passer. The damage is done in terms of the money he's owed. So everyone could say, well, that's not good if you're going to be paying him 50 for longer. A, the cap explodes and keeps getting bigger and bigger, right, so that's more tenable. But B, I'm just giving you the best of the bad solutions. Like, they're in a bad spot.
They are.
And the window, is it closed or not? We could talk about that later when we go around the NFL, but it's not open anymore, I'll tell you that.
I just think they have too many good young pieces for it to be closed. They just may need a alternative at quarterback. And poor Jared Goff, who just is like, no one really loves him long term. He's like the best girlfriend ever, but no one wants to wife him. It's tough.
Well, there is no alternative walking through the door. They're committed to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't agree with the girlfriend analogy because they paid him. I mean, yeah, they'd love to walk out the door and go take someone to the movies. The problem is they got a wife sitting in the kitchen, you know, at the table waiting for them to get home, or sitting in the living room watching a show on Netflix right now. I mean, he is the guy long term. Also, we beat up on Jared Goff. I think I say we as a show, as a society.
It's
because, like,
of Ryan. We just do it to beat up on Ryan. I get it.
Mainly to troll Ryan, to be clear. But also because, like, look, he's just – when you're not in the cool kids club, I say this all the time. If you're not a dual threat quarterback who runs around and makes plays and has 700 rushing yards, nobody likes you anymore. The really subtle stuff that's, like, beautiful to watch, the passing stuff, you know, Cousins knowing where to go pre-snap, Goff making a dig across the middle, dagger, you know, throwing the ball between zoning linebacker, like, fingertips, nobody cares about that. But he's really good at it. You could win a lot of games. They proved it the last couple of years.
Sure.
Does he have limitations? Of course. So do some of the guys that, you know, aren't as good a passer as him and that are more athletic and make plays. He's not the reason they are where they are. I think there's a lot of other problems. But the point is, as his number jumps massively, the only reason I'm even speaking negatively about him, the pejorative here about Goff, if there is one, is the financials, bro.
Right.
Like, when he's make right now, this year, his cap number was $33 million. Last year it was $27 million. That's not only reasonable, that's a bargain.
Right.
He plays at a top 10 level, a top 7 level most weeks. The problem is, now you're talking about upper 60, 70 million bucks.
It jumps from 33 to damn near 70. Like, that's,
yeah, it's
it.
And he's,
it's
not
a Herculean jump. Like,
he's just not that guy. I don't know that anybody's that guy.
Yeah.
But you're not 70. That guy, pal.
Yeah, to count $70 million against your cap. I just look at it and what it does in terms of them trying to fill their other holes across the roster. Like, you just simply, with him counting that much towards the cap, you don't have the resources here. And, you know, to their credit, like, if there's an executive, I call Howie Roseman Big Game Howie. Grant, I think he's the best GM in pro sports, maybe. I know Sam Presti's kind of barking up that tree, too. But Brad Holmes, people very much asleep at the wheel on Brad Holmes and the job that he's done putting the roster together. Like, his job becomes a lot more difficult.
Oh,
right,
man.
When you're dealing with this. So
he is short list top GMs in football the last 5 years. Batting average, success rate. He is very high on that Howie Roseman chart, but it's about to get tougher. When your quarterback's making, I mean, the easiest to do a really hard job is when your quarterback doesn't make money yet, see Jaden Daniels. The next would be veteran who's really good, gives you a chance every week, but isn't at the top of the market. That was Jared Goff. Now he's going to have the hardest job, which is not just the quarterback that makes a lot of money. Like, if that's Josh Allen, if that is pre-2025 Lamar Jackson, if that's Mahomes, let's say, and they're at the very top of the market, Joe Burrow, you could live with that. But when you go down to, and I think Goff's better than Tua, somebody like that, but like that Tua tier of like, this dude's been paid. Now he's making $50 million. And there's there's things he does that makes it harder for us to win.
Right.
And Goff is certainly, I would say that about it. There's things you have to coach around. There's deficiencies. Like, I don't have a good plan against Josh Allen. That's an MVP. When I play Jared Goff, I know if I get pressure, if I make a move, if I get him out of the pocket off his mark, that at a really high rate, he's not going to be able to make the plays. But for them to go 8-8 and out of the playoffs, I do wonder yesterday, Darius, I do wonder what Ben Johnson was thinking when he was watching that game.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
I saw a stat. I sent it to our chat just to make sure Ryan saw it because I knew he was in the chat. I didn't want to directly send it to Ryan. I thought that would be mean. But I kind of wanted it to just be somewhere where he was going to be so he would bump into it. You know what I mean, Leno? Very like passive aggressive in that way.
I dig it.
But I sent him this stat in our chat. I'm pulling up right now. And it's Dan Campbell, Motor City Dan Campbell, as the head coach of the Detroit Lions. With Ben Johnson, 36-15. Without Ben Johnson, 11-21-1.
What did
By the way, they blew out their OC this year.
Yeah.
No, Clary up. He's busy. He's got things going on. Yeah, he's working. Plus, he's corporate now. So he's got like meetings.
Very true.
I heard he was like laying a bunch of people off today, so I didn't want to bother him because it was one of those tough days. I'll check on him tonight, make sure he had an okay day. It was tough, but speaking of tough, that record for Dan Campbell without Ben Johnson, buddy.
That's what's tough. Tougher than the $2 steak. I actually I feel good about the Lions falling off of a cliff. Like, I am rooting for the demise of the recent NFC powerhouses for some reason.
That's Philly. Hot.
That's how I feel. I want to see new blood. I just want to see new blood.
I low-key love the Lions.
You don't.
They've never won. It's a great fan base. That stadium has been rocking the last.
I guess I'm not necessarily talking about them. Like, I am rooting for the Niners to fall off. I am rooting for the Eagles to fall off. It feels in the Packers. Like, it feels like those four teams, Lions, Eagles, Packers, Niners, over the past since COVID, and for the Niners going back to like 18, they have been the creme de la creme of the conference, and I want new blood.
So I obviously am biased on this.
Yeah.
I want Kyle to get a ring, so I'm always rooting for the Packers. Matt LaFleur is one of the best human beings that I've been around in this game. Works as hard as anyone I've ever been around. I root like heck for him. So I'm not going to see you on either of those two. But the Eagles?
Yeah.
Say what you want, my guy.
Let it all hang out.
Let it rip.
Yeah.
Shoot from the hip. Yeah, whatever happens with them. Let me know when it's over. I mean, I have no concern.
We're just ready to get to the end of it. But it'll be fascinating, man. Playoffs are going to have some new blood in both conferences.
Grant and Danny without Danny today. Linnell is in. We will win off the field next on G&D.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Football Friday on Grant and Danny, presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Welcome back. You're locked into the Fan. Linnell is in for Danny today on G&D. And because it's a Friday here at just after 3:45, we are winning off the field. You call us at 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson and tell us what little thing has gone right in your day. Tell us about how you are in the win column. Linnell, I can give an example of a winning off the field.
Let's hear it.
We do this for Bruce Allen because he once said these words.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
It's the day after Christmas, man. So this is one of those days where out of sheer convenience, there's a lot of things that are useful that you now have that normally you might need or want. So like today, I woke up and I was like, got to do laundry or figure out what I'm going to do. I got to go get some socks, whatever. Nope, I got a new package of socks I'll tear into. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
I got some laundry I got to get done. Let me go over to my drawer and dig through it and find out the right pair of underwear I want to wear. Nope, I've got brand new underwear that are going to feel just amazing and hug the right areas just perfectly, right there, keeping everything in just where it needs to be. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
By the way, that new underwear, that new sock feel is pretty good.
Yeah.
I slept last night on a brand new pillow that's very, very comfortable that my wife got me. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
And as I gut through this show, some people are saying, I don't say this, but some people are saying one of the most heroic things they've ever seen because I have just a tickle in the throat and I've been coughing a couple of times. I am. Look here. Look at the screen here on YouTube, Linnell.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little cough drop action.
Yeah. I've got a cough drop that is not just a cough drop, but it's like a tasty, I forget what they called it, like some kind of like a lifesaver cough droppy thing.
Huh.
My wife got them for me. She's like, one of these days, you'll need them. And I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. You know when that day was? This morning when I woke up. And I was like, I've got a whole bag of these. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
That's the way the game is played.
Well, there we go. So I guess that means I get to take a stab at it.
Let's go.
So I have had the iPhone 13 since it came out in like 2020. My battery is constantly overheating. Sometimes when my phone is being used too often, if I even pick it up, it leaves red marks on my hand because the back of it gets so hot. I've got to put it in my ice maker at home sometimes just to cool it off. Yeah, it's a bad phone. It's been a bad phone. I have so much.
How long have you been doing that, putting your phone in the ice maker?
I was started about a month ago where I had to put the phone
that
in the ice maker.
Brutal.
Yeah, so when I drive home on my hour commute sometimes and I still don't know the way to get here, I got to use my GPS and it gets super hot just from running the GPS for whatever reason. Well, yesterday, Christmas time, and obviously people are getting gifts, and I was thinking, well, do I buy myself a phone? I can afford it. I can, you know, go get a new plan, and then it'll add to my monthly bill. My cousin calls me and was like, hey, look, cuz, I got a new phone. iPhone 17 that just came out. And I'm like, why do you have a new phone? You literally just got the 16 literally 3 months ago. So she had this, there was this deal with her phone company where if you add another line, you get a phone for free. So she gifts me, not the 17, which is the newest, baddest boy, but a 16 Pro Max, 256 gigs for $100. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
Come on now, baby.
That feels like a good purchase.
It's a hell of a deal, is it not?
How much upgraded is your camera?
Oh, my goodness. I literally, it's actually too good. If I'm being honest, I'm noticing things about myself that maybe I didn't realize when looking in the mirror or in another camera.
Is it one of those joints you can, like, zoom in, like, 8,000 yards?
It's ridiculous. I'm going
to
be...
Like, you're sitting at our office, and you're, like, zoomed into, like, Paul Tabone's office at Nats Park 4 blocks away, like, watching him work.
It is crazy to where, like, I can't wait to put this bad boy to use in our content creation game that we're in. A good new phone is useful.
Use that Zoom and tell me. Look at Paul Tabone's computer screen. Tell me who he's about to trade.
Let me actually.
Yeah, what
take
minor
a look
leaguer
at
is he about to?
So
make
I'm
a
actually
going
to try to zoom in on. Oh my gosh, Grant! I mean, you're so big in my camera right now.
Well, a lot of people would say that.
You should blow your nose.
I don't think that's your camera's fault.
Oh my goodness! But no, this thing it zooms in to like. It starts at 24, and then you can go as close as like 25 is how far close you can zoom into. So it's pretty.
I don't know what those numbers mean, but that sounds crazy. You know what I'm thinking about getting? I've thought about a bunch of things since yesterday that I want. Like I never asked for anything for Christmas and whatever. I might do a new laptop just because Ryan and Darius are tired of my laptop dying all the time. I think I might get Meta glasses.
Wow.
Is that like too much for me?
Well,
do you think?
You're right in that tweener age of where you're like still very hip, but also things are going over your head. I think Meta glasses is right up your alley. Honestly, I think you would find, and especially with the bit where like you and the fam are doing the monuments and all that, like that stuff, it's good for stuff like that.
Yeah, I think Meta glasses would actually be really cool. I actually want, if somebody has them, tweet me at Grant H. Paulson. I've got questions as to whether this is a worthwhile purchase. My problem is, if I was just getting Meta glasses as a guy that didn't wear glasses or wore contacts, which I've never done or whatever, then I could see it because it's almost like all these dudes that just wear glasses for looks, kind of.
Yeah.
But I actually need, I would need to put prescriptions in them.
Is that possible?
Be like my, I don't see why not. I think it is. But then I would need to make them my day-to-day glasses with my prescriptions, and they just happen to be Meta glasses. Now, if it's not possible, then, well, this is all over, and it's great, because now I know I will never get Meta glasses.
Yeah.
I think there's too many people that wear glasses in the world to not have that technology. You'd be cutting out, like, I don't know, 46% of the population buying your glasses, probably.
Yeah, there was a kid I went to
If you're making glasses, Linnell, the worst thing you could possibly do is say, you know what we should do is not let people that need glasses be able to buy these.
I'm just trying to think, like, if their primary function is to enhance technology and things like that and to get you to see from cool angles, wouldn't your prescription mess that up?
That is a good question for a smart person, and I cannot answer that question.
Well, you're both, but I don't know.
Let me ask AI real quick.
Wow, are you using Grok?
Yeah.
Grok, by the way, is a lot smarter than Gronk, which is not harder to be smarter than.
Oh, look, when I typed in, can you put prescription, the first thing that pops up is lenses. And yes, you can absolutely put prescription lenses in Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, either by buying them with prescription or certified retailers. Yeah, so you could basically do it separate, too. You could go buy your Meta glasses or, like, get them for Christmas or whatever, and then just take them to a glasses place, do an eye check, and then they'll put the prescriptions in for you.
Huh. Maybe you should do it. Are you going to do it? Or is it just something you're kind of just softballing
around? I'm toying with the idea. I literally want feedback from people who have them. Like, would you buy them now, having already? Do you use them enough? Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I do, I'd like it to be something that I use all the time. Like, I'm wearing them most days. I just think it's cool for POV stuff in our business.
Imagine being in the press box.
Exactly. Like one of the guys who's on the beat, David Harrison, the other day, was like, I don't know if he uses them in press conferences or whatever, but he's like just tapping his eyes, like looking out at the field. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Are you itching, brother?
Right. I was like, what's going on over there?
Yeah, it's.
But it's super helpful. It's like he's watching. If you're watching training camp, and now teams are going to come out with all these rules. Hey, none of these in the locker room. Guys are uncomfortable getting changed. I'm like, yeah, I totally get that. But, you know, for what we do, like if you're watching a training camp practice and I could just tap twice and now I've got all the 11 on 11 that I want to go back and, like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. That's a. It's an interesting bit because I know how strict the rules are at camp with you not being able to record certain things. Imagine if you had a pair of Meta glasses that like no one realized was Meta glasses, and you just recorded the entire 11 on 11 when you're not allowed to record.
Exactly. The more I think about it, the more I think it's a slam dunk for my life and the stuff I do. But this is also one of those things where I'll come up with an idea that I'll be obsessed with for like 10 days. And so like I've been Googling these things for like the last week, like constantly reading about them, whatever. I will stop thinking about them in like probably 2 days, and like 2 years from now, I'll be like, "Remember when I almost got Meta glasses?" Like that's how it normally works for me.
I feel.
It's like a passing thing. So if I just lay down until the urge passes, I'll be fine. I probably just saved a couple $100
and there we go.
Make it work. Linnell in for Danny. It's G&D on the Fan. We do have a Beltway Blitz coming your way. Still a lot to get to on a show that's going to take you up to 6:30, including what is your priority at running back this offseason? Do they need to add to that position room? We'll also talk about the future of Daron Payne as well on G&D.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.